from Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. North Korea claims to be finalizing a plan. North Korea said today it is finalizing a plan to launch a salvo of four ballistic missiles off the shores of the U.S. territory of Guam, the newest provocation in the war of words between Pyongyang and Washington. The reclusive communist state, in an unusually detailed announcement, said that within a week, North Korean leader Kim Jong-un would be handed a plan to fire the Hwasong-12 missiles over Japan into the waters of Guam. General Kim Rok-yeom, the commander of the North Strategic Rocket Force, told the state-run KCNA news agency that after the plan is given to Kim, the military would wait for his order. North Korea is dismissing U.S. President Donald Trump's stark warnings to launch military action against the socialist regime if it continues to threaten the United States. In the meantime, State Department spokesperson Heather Nauert says Secretary of State Tillerson and many others stand with President Trump.
We would like to see results. The pressure campaign, we see that working. The international community is in agreement with the United States and many of our partners and allies on putting additional pressure on North Korea. The secretary happens to be coming back from the ASEAN conference, where they had tremendous success. It was a good week for diplomacy.
A U.S. Navy destroyer carried out an operation near the Chinese man-made islands in the South China Sea, an effort to challenge China's territorial claims in the heavily trafficked international waters. Speaking with U.S. news agencies, officials said the USS John S. McCain carried out a routine freedom of navigation operation on Thursday that saw the ship travel within 12 nautical miles of the Spratly Islands. The development comes at a time of heightened tensions between the U.S. and North Korea. This is VOA News.